Mescaline and psilocybin are, in a sense, the two ends of the psychedelic story. Mescaline was the first psychedelic ever chemically isolated, pulled from peyote by Arthur Hefter in 1897, and the molecule that gave the 20th century its template for what a hallucinogen was. Psilocybin came to Western science half a century later, isolated by Albert Hofmann at Sandoz in 1958, from mushrooms that indigenous Mesoamerican cultures had used for centuries, and it has since become the single most studied psychedelic in modern medicine. One is the oldest, the other is the most clinically advanced. Putting them side by side is a study in how far the science has and has not traveled. This article is education, not medical advice. UTW has covered each on its own. Mescaline. The neuroscience and your brain on psilocybin. And we have already compared psilocybin against LSD in psilocybin versus LSD. This piece sets the cactus against the mushroom. It's not a contest to crown a winner. It is a study in convergence and asymmetry. Two molecules from opposite corners of chemistry that reach the same receptor and, remarkably, a similar state, but that sit at wildly different points on the road to becoming medicine. Before we begin, educational overview only, not medical advice. This piece discusses depression, anxiety, drug risks, cardiovascular and psychological hazards, and intense altered states of consciousness. If you are in crisis, contact a local emergency line or the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline in the U.S. The comparison at a glance. The shared premise, one receptor, one entropic brain. Start with what unites them because it is the foundation of everything else. Both mescaline and psilocybin are classic serotonergic psychedelics. A family defined by a single shared action. Agonism at the 5-HT2A serotonin receptor, densely expressed on layer 5 pyramidal neurons in the cortex. Switch that receptor on, and you get the cascade neuroscience now associates with the psychedelic state. Increased cortical excitability, a rise in neural entropy, brain activity becomes less predictable and more diverse, and a loosening of the default mode network. The tightly coupled circuit tied to self-referential thought and the ordinary sense of being a fixed self, Nichols Pharmacol Rev, 2016. That shared endpoint is why a peyote ceremony and a mushroom journey, for all their differences, are recognizably members of the same family, and why the 5-HT2A receptor is the through line of this entire comparison. The hook, a phenethylamine and a tryptamine at the same door. Here is what makes this pairing genuinely strange. The two molecules belong to different chemical classes, and by rights, they should not behave alike. Mescaline is a phenethylamine, 3,4,5 trimethoxyphenethylamine, built on the same two-carbon backbone as the neurotransmitter dopamine and as the entactogen MDMA and the psychedelic 2CB. It is, in fact, the archetype of that whole family, the compound Alexander Shulgin studied and extended into the 2C series. Yet unlike MDMA, which floods the brain with serotonin and behaves as an empathogen, not a classic psychedelic, mescaline works the classic way, as a direct 5-HT2A agonist with secondary activity at 5-HT2C and other serotonin sites. Its affinities are only moderate, which is precisely why it takes hundreds of milligrams to do what a tryptamine does in a fraction of that. Rickley et al. Front Pharmacol 2021. Psilocybin is a tryptamine and a prodrug. Structurally, it is close to serotonin itself, and it is essentially inert until the body removes its phosphate group, dephosphorylation, to yield psilocin, the actual active molecule that binds 5-HT2A, Holz et al., Clin Pharmacol Thayer, 2023. So a mushroom delivers its psychedelic not directly, but as a chemical package the body has to open first. The remarkable thing is the convergence. A trimethoxyphenethylamine from a cactus and a phosphorylated tryptamine from a mushroom, two molecules that share almost no shape, both end up activating the same cortical receptor and producing the same class of experience. It is one of the clearest demonstrations in pharmacology that, for the classic psychedelics, the receptor matters more than the scaffold. Potency in the clock. Strong and short versus gentle and long. where the two diverge unmistakably is in dose and duration. Mescaline is the least potent of the classic psychedelics. A full experience takes roughly 200 to 400 milligrams. Controlled studies have gone up to 800 milligrams, a dose measured in the hundreds of milligrams, a thousandfold more material than LSD and 10 to 20 times more than psilocybin's. 15 to 30 milligrams, 25 milligrams is the dose used in the pivotal depression trials. Mescaline also runs long. Onset is slow, over 1 to 2 hours, and the full arc lasts about 10 to 12 hours, the longest of any classic psychedelic. Psilocybin comes on within 20-40 minutes and is largely over in 4 to 6 hours. That duration gap is not just anecdote, it was measured directly. In the Basel head-to-head, effect duration was 11.1 hours for mescaline versus 4.9 hours for psilocybin. Lay et al. Neuropsychopharmacology 2023. Interestingly, mescaline's plasma half-life, 3.5H, is not dramatically longer than psilocin's, 2-3H. The reason mescaline lasts so much longer is that it is absorbed and reaches peak concentration more slowly. The two also clear differently. Psilocin is metabolized and mostly gone within hours, while mescaline is eliminated predominantly by the kidneys, largely unchanged, or as its main metabolite trimethoxyphenylacetic acid, with an oral bioavailability of at least 53%. Meller et al., Clin Pharmacokinet 2025. The experience and the surprising verdict of the one study that compared them. Subjectively, the folk wisdom holds that mescaline is warmer, more embodied, and more visual with the eyes open, a long, gentle, emotionally open desert arc, while psilocybin is shorter, more inward, and more prone to the mystical dissolution of self. There is truth in that texture, and mescaline's marathon length genuinely changes the character of a session. But the most rigorous evidence complicates the caricature. The 2023 Basel trial is the only controlled study ever to compare mescaline and psilocybin directly alongside LSD in 32 healthy volunteers under double-blind, placebo-controlled crossover conditions. Its central finding was that at psychoactive equivalent doses, the three drugs produced comparable acute subjective effects across a battery of psychometric scales. And the authors concluded plainly that there was no evidence of qualitative differences in altered states of consciousness between them. Lay et al., 2023. Matched for intensity, a mescaline state and a psilocybin state are far more alike than the cactus versus mushroom mythology suggests. The real differences were the clock and the body. Mescaline lasted more than twice as long and produced slightly more lingering next-day after effects. The imaging story is where the asymmetry becomes stark. Psilocybin has a rich modern neuroimaging literature. Early fMRI work tied it to default mode network disintegration and the entropic brain model, Carhart-Harris et al., PNAS, 2012, The Entropic Brain, 2014, and a landmark 2024 precision fMRI study showed psilocybin massively desynchronizing brain networks, an effect more than threefold larger than a stimulant control, strongest in the default mode network with a persistent decoupling of the hippocampus from the DMN lasting weeks, Siegel et al. Nature, 2024. Mescaline, by contrast, has essentially no modern human neuroimaging at all. Almost everything we infer about mescaline's brain effects is extrapolated from its shared 5-HT2A mechanism and from the psilocybin and LSD literature. A genuine gap, not a settled equivalence. The honest caveat? They produce the same state finding rests on a single healthy volunteer study at fixed matched doses. A strong signal, not a law. Setting, dose, and the sheer difference in duration all shape a real-world experience, and mescaline's brain effects have never been imaged directly. Treat the convergence as the best available evidence that the two states are close cousins, not as proof they are interchangeable. Sources and history, the cactus and the mushroom, their origins are as different as their molecules. Mescaline comes from cacti, chiefly peyote, Lophophora williamsii, of the U.S.-Mexico borderlands, and San Pedro, Huachuma trichocereus Echinopsis pachinoi, of the Andes. Peyote use in North America is ancient, Buttons recovered from a Texas cave have been radiocarbon dated to roughly 5,700 years ago. LCD et al., J. Ethnopharmacol, 2005. It remains the sacrament of the Native American Church and central to the Huichol tradition, and mescaline is the molecule Aldous Huxley described in The Doors of Perception, 1954, the book that seeded the Western psychedelic imagination. Psilocybin comes from mushrooms of the genus psilocybe, used ceremonially in Mesoamerica. It entered Western awareness after R. Gordon Wasson's 1957 account of a Mazatec velada, was isolated and synthesized by Albert Hofmann at Sandoz in 1958, and, after a long prohibition-era hiatus, became the flagship molecule of the modern clinical renaissance. The clinical scoreboard honestly kept. This is where the comparison stops being symmetrical, and pretending otherwise would be dishonest. Psilocybin is at the leading edge of psychedelic medicine. Its lead candidate, KM360, a standardized synthetic psilocybin from Compass Pathways, built on a positive phase 2B trial in treatment-resistant depression, Goodwin et al., N. Engel J. Med, 2022, and has now reported positive phase 3 results. The first phase 3 trial, COMPASS 05 258 patients, hit its primary endpoint. A single 25 mg dose produced a 3.6-point placebo-adjusted MADRS reduction at week 6, p 0.01, and a second larger phase 3 trial, COMPASS 06, 600 patients, subsequently met its primary endpoint as well, with benefits durable through 26 weeks, COMPASS 05, COMPASS 06. COM360 holds FDA breakthrough therapy designation for TRD, and an NDA submission is anticipated. Beyond the clinic, psilocybin is available through legal regulated service center frameworks in Oregon, Measure 109, operating since 2023, and Colorado, Proposition 122. Mescaline has no comparable clinical evidence, none. There are, importantly, modern controlled studies of mescaline. The Basel Group has run rigorous double-blind pharmacology and dose-finding trials in healthy volunteers. Lay et al., 2023. Kleiber et al., Trans-L Psychiatry, 2024. But these characterize the drug's effects and safety. Not one modern randomized controlled trial has tested mescaline as a treatment for any condition. The therapeutic evidence is limited to anthropology. An anonymous survey of 452 naturalistic users, in which 86% of those with prior psychiatric conditions reported subjective improvement, Agen Libeset Oliers, ACS Pharmacol Transil Psy, 2021, and a 2026 systematic review that concluded exactly this. The signal is intriguing, but the controlled clinical evidence is essentially absent. Systematic review, Int J. Moll Psy, 2026. So, the honest summary is lopsided. Psilocybin has phase 3 data and a regulatory pathway. Mescaline has pharmacology, tradition, and surveys. No head-to-head therapeutic trial exists. Safety, low toxicity, different burdens. Neither drug is physiologically dangerous by the standards of most recreational substances. Both have low organ toxicity, no established lethal dose from ordinary pharmacology, and no classic dependent syndrome. But their burdens differ. Mescaline's most reliable acute effect is nausea and vomiting, common early in the experience, along with a mild sympathomimetic load, raised heart rate, and blood pressure. Its sheer 10-12-hour duration is itself a practical and psychological demand that psilocybin's shorter arc does not impose. In controlled dosing, mescaline's autonomic effects have been moderate and its tolerability broadly comparable to LSD and psilocybin, with slightly more next-day after-effects, Safety Pharmacology of Mescaline, 2024. Both drugs share the core psychological risks of any psychedelic, the challenging experience, bad trip, and a firm contraindication in personal or family history of psychosis or bipolar disorder, where they can precipitate prolonged episodes, and neither should be combined with serotonergic medications without expert oversight. Access and regulation in 2026. The federal baseline is symmetrical and restrictive. Both mescaline and psilocybin are U.S. Schedule I with no accepted medical use outside research and no completed rescheduling. Below that line, they diverge sharply. Psilocybin now has two state-regulated access routes, Oregon's Measure 109 service centers, operating since 2023, and Colorado's Proposition 122 Natural Medicine Program, first regulated session in 2025, and a live FDA approval pathway via COMP360. Mescaline has none of that, but it carries a unique historical carve-out, the Native American Church's federal religious exemption for the sacramental use of peyote, 42 U.S.C. Parv 1996A. Notably, Colorado's law lists mescaline, explicitly excluding peyote, among natural medicines that could be added to its regulated program, a reflection of indigenous concerns about peyote itself. Those concerns are ecological as well as cultural. Wild peyote is slow-growing and is now classified as vulnerable, with over-harvesting and habitat loss straining the supply the church depends on. One reason conservationists favor cultivated San Pedro and synthetic mescaline, Psychedelic Species of Conservation Concern 2025. None of this is legal advice. Check current law where you live. Which one? For whom? Resist the urge to crown a winner. The useful question is fit. If the draw is a long, warm, embodied, open-eyed arc, with time to move slowly through it, and a connection to one of the oldest continuous psychedelic traditions on Earth, that is mescaline's native territory. If the interest is a shorter, more inward, session-sized experience, and, crucially, anything approaching clinical evidence, psilocybin is not merely the more convenient choice, but the vastly better studied one. For any therapeutic question, the honest answer is that psilocybin has phase 3 data, and mescaline does not. The framing the neuroscience keeps pointing to is this: two of the oldest psychedelics built from opposite chemical scaffolds, a phenethylamine and a tryptamine prodrug, that converge on the same 5-HT2A receptor, and, when matched for strength, on a strikingly similar altered state, differing mainly in potency, in the length of the clock, and in the depth of the evidence behind them. It is fit, not a winner. And the single most important thing to hold honestly is the asymmetry. For psilocybin, the pivotal evidence is arriving now in 2026, while for mescaline, the modern clinical story has barely begun. OTW Journal is educational and does not provide medical advice. Mescaline and psilocybin are Schedule I, controlled substances in the United States with no approved medical use outside clinical trials. This article is not a guide to obtaining or using them. Both are contraindicated in people with a personal or family history of psychosis or bipolar disorder, and neither should be combined with serotonergic medications without expert oversight. If you are struggling or in crisis, contact a local emergency line or the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline in the U.S. This article is education, not medical advice.